KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies now in Atlantic, and it's 8 degrees above zero. That's also our 24-hour low. We look for it to be partly sunny to sunny today with a high of 25. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County say a tractor-trailer driver who had been missing was found dead inside the cab of his semi Monday night at a rest stop which is under construction near Shelby. Corporal Nick Amdor with the Pott County Sheriff's Office said the 58-year-old trucker from Monmouth, Illinois, appeared to have died from natural causes, but Amdor declined to release the man's name until his relatives had been notified. Amdor said it appears the man died Friday evening or Saturday morning. His body was found in the cab's sleeper compartment. The semi was still covered in snow when a co-worker found the truck and the body at around 7:15 p.m. The trucking company he'd worked for out of Burlington had asked its drivers to be on the lookout for the semi-trailer truck and had notified law enforcement offices along the driver's route. Corporal Amdor says while the rest stop near Shelby is under construction, truckers are still able to pull in there for the night to get some sleep. News time is 7:07.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports an Atlantic woman was arrested Friday on a charge of OWI second offense. 61-year-old Patricia Jean Kincaid Dorsey was brought to the Cass County Jail and released Saturday on $2,000 bond. The Sheriff's Department reports also they're investigating the theft of a motorcycle from rural Atlantic. Authorities received word on November 30th a blue and yellow 2006 Honda CVR 1000 track bike was stolen. The cycle has no mirrors, no turning signals, and no passenger pegs. The Cass County Sheriff's Office encourages anyone with information about the incident to please call Cass County Crime Stoppers at 800-233-3336. Callers can remain anonymous. A reward may be available for tips leading to the recovery of any stolen items. Authorities in Montgomery County Monday were investigating the theft of a car from Villisca. They also report the arrest of a Villisca teen on drug charges. The Sheriff's Department said a 2009 silver four-door Chevy Impala was reported stolen from the 200 block of East 5th Street in Villisca Monday. The car bore Iowa license plate number 497YAM. Anyone with information on the location of the vehicle or with regard to the theft is asked to contact their local law enforcement agency or Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at 712-623-5107. In other news out of Montgomery County, authorities say 13-year-old Ashley Fitzwater of Villisca was taken into custody Monday morning for allegedly being in possession of marijuana. The teen was later released to the custody of a parent. The Iowa State Patrol says a Council Bluffs man was arrested early Monday morning following a chase that wound its way from Iowa and Nebraska and resulted in a collision with a trooper's patrol cruiser. Authorities say 41-year-old Richard David Post was trying to elude trooper James Bullington when Post lost control of the 1994 Ford Explorer he was driving as it was traveling south on North 19th Street in Council Bluffs. The SUV had been reported stolen. As the SUV went out of control, the 2008 Ford Crown Victoria patrol car Bullington was driving collided with the right side of the Explorer, causing only minor damage to the cruiser. The trooper was not injured. Damage to the SUV was later estimated at $3,000. Following the collision, Post continued to elude authorities and made his way into Nebraska, where he was eventually taken into custody. The whole thing began around 1:40 a.m. Monday. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a local teen was injured Friday evening during a single-vehicle rollover accident just east of the Audubon city limits. 16-year-old Riley Thomas Christensen of Audubon was driving a 1992 Pontiac westbound on 200th Street at around 6:25 p.m. Friday when he lost control of the car. The vehicle entered a ditch and rolled an undetermined number of times before hitting a power pole and landing in a field on the north side of the road. Christensen was taken to the Audubon County Hospital by Audubon Rescue. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $5,000. The Harlan Police Department said yesterday that six people had been arrested on November 26th on drug and/or alcohol charges. The arrest took place after officers received an anonymous tip about a situation involving drug activity and underage drinking. Taken into custody was 20-year-old Joseph Lutz, who was charged with possession of alcohol under the legal age, two counts of possession of a controlled substance, gathering where controlled substances are unlawfully used, possession of drug paraphernalia, prohibited acts, and unlawful possession of prescription medication. 21-year-old William Brady was arrested and charged with possession of drug paraphernalia, supplying alcohol to a person under legal age, prohibited acts, gathering where controlled substances are unlawfully used, and possession of a controlled substance. Also arrested was 18-year-old Travis Irwin, who faces charges of possession of alcohol under the legal age, possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and prohibited acts. 20-year-old Alicia Buttry, who was charged with possession of alcohol under legal age, possession of a controlled substance, and gathering where controlled substances are unlawfully used. 14-year-old Christopher Buttry was arrested and charged with minor in possession of alcohol and gathering where controlled substances are illegally used. And 17-year-old Lacey Bird was charged with minor in possession and gathering where controlled substances are unlawfully used. All six of those people were from Harlan. Lutz, Brady, Irwin, and Alicia Buttry were transported to the Shelby County Jail, while Christopher Buttry and Lacey Bird were cited for their offenses and released to the custody of their parents. News time is 7:12.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
In our funeral announcements, Leo Jacobson, age 72, of Walnut, died Friday. Funeral services for Leo Jacobson will be this morning at 10:30 at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. George Mathiason, age 94, of Elkhorn, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for George Mathiason will be today at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan, with Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. Lola McLaren, age 95, of Cumberland, died November 29th at the Colonial Manor in Oneida. Funeral services for Lola McLaren will be today at 11 o'clock at the Pine Grove United Methodist Church in rural Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Warren E. Sons, age 74, of Guthrie Center, died Thursday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Memorial services for Warren Sons will be today at 11 o'clock at the St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Marilyn Ann Warner, age 76, of Casey, died Friday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Memorial services for Marilyn Ann Warner will be today at 11 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Delta Annetta Wyeth, of age 92, of Harlan, died Monday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for Delta Wyeth will be held Wednesday at 1:30 at the Grace Baptist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Robert Croman, age 92, of Elkhorn, died Saturday. Memorial services for Robert Croman will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. And Bobby Eugene Huebner, age 72, of rural Lewis, died Sunday at the Exira Care Center. Services for Bobby Huebner are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland and Carson. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.